The World This Week, Business.
The American Senate began debate on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus bill after it passed the House of Representatives. Mr. Biden will need the support of all 50 Democratic senators if it is to succeed. In one setback, the Senate's parliamentarians said that a measure to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour could not be included in the legislation under the procedure by which the Democrats have introduced the bill. In Britain, the government's budget provided yet more spending on workers and businesses to cushion the blow of the pandemic. The furlough scheme, which pays staff wages and has been in place for a year, was extended to September. Fiscal support for the pandemic now totals £407 billion. That's $570 billion. To pay for all this, the government set out tax increases, including a rise in corporation tax from 19% to 25% in 2023. Before that, there will be a two-year tax break for companies intended to spur investment. India's economy pulled out of recession in the last 3 months of 2020, but only just. GDP expanded by 0.4% in the quarter, year on year. A huge stimulus package helped Brazil limit the pandemic's damage to its GDP, which shrank by 4.1% last year, a better performance than economies of a similar size. February was a record month for the value of SPACs, shell companies that list on a stock exchange with the intent of merging with an existing company and so avoid the rigors of an IPO. SPACs struck 50 merger deals last month, totaling almost $109 billion. Rio Tinto's chairman decided to step down within a year because of the mining company's demolition of a sacred Aboriginal cave in Australia in May 2020. Australian pension funds had pressed Rio's board to hold senior executives to account for the destruction. Another week and another car maker announced an ambitious electrification strategy, as Volvo said it would phase out all petrol-powered cars, including hybrids, by 2030, and sell only fully electric ones. It also plans to disrupt the established way of selling cars by ditching dealerships and making its new cars available only online.